Good evening. It's July 1st, 2015. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee. I'm the chair, Bob Lederer, and our secretary, Michael Novick, will now please call the roll.
Okay. Excuse me. Riley Abbott, WPFW?
Present.
Teresa Allen, KPFT? Jim Brown, WPFW?
Present.
Ariana Castellanos, KPFT?
Castellanos, present.
Janet Coleman, WBAI? Marion Douglas Ungaro, is that correctly pronounced?
Yes, present.
WPFW, present. Jose Luis Fuentes Roman, KPFA? Mark Hernandez, KPFA? Cynthia Johnson, KPFA? Somebody come on?
Yep, it's Joy back.
Oh, okay. Hi, Joy. We're in the middle of the roll. Janet Coburn, KPFA?
Present.
Bob Lederer, the chair for WBAI, is here. Frank LaFever, WBAI. Michael Novick, KPFK, secretary, is here. Serene Roberts, WBAI. Nancy Sabarnaritomi, KPFT. I think that's her trying to get off mute. Nancy, you there?
Nancy, present.
Yeah, okay. Peter, WPFW. John Wenger, KPFK.
Here.
So that's nine, which is a quorum.
Okay, thanks very much, Michael. All right, and we are streaming now. And the person who just joined was L. Joy Williams, the National Election Supervisor, and we, again, appreciate her sharing her time with us this evening. All right, so I sent out a proposed agenda about an hour ago, and I'll read it for everyone here and for the stream. And actually, I'm going to amend what I sent out because I just realized the order should be slightly shifted to be more logical. I would suggest that the first item be a review of the Elections Committee motion as adopted by the PNB on June 14th with amended language, because that sets a framework for a lot of the work that Joy has been doing the last couple weeks. And then we would go back to the rest of the agenda as I suggested it, the report from the National Election Supervisor on next steps in the election process, including Q&A, I'm suggesting 30 minutes. Then motions to amend the 2009 PNB policy on airtime during elections, and specifically at our last meeting, we were in the middle of discussing a main motion and a substitute motion, and we postponed that to this meeting. And this concerns the campaign period. We've already, you'll hear in a minute, we've already adopted motions about the nomination period. So I'm suggesting 50 minutes for that discussion because it's pretty involved and there's two parts to it and so forth. Okay, the next item would be discussion of any proposed cost-cutting measures beyond what we've already done for 20 minutes. Then a quick report of the work group on compiling LSB membership history, just 2 minutes, and then setting the next date for the Elections Committee call for a time certain of 10:20 and a time certain adjournment of 10:30. These are both Eastern. So that's my proposal. Are there any questions or amendments?
Janet Kay.
Go ahead, question. Janet.
So did I understand you to say that the first item would be a discussion of the elections motions passed by the PNB at the in-person meeting?
Yeah, but and I don't know. Can I clarify? I'm not so sure that we really need a discussion as much as just kind of a simple updating of everyone so we're all on the same page about
okay.
What the current policy is.
And the amount of time for that?
I guess I didn't say. I think 5 minutes should be sufficient.
And then after that, everything else that was, you know, would be moved down except that
exactly.
There wasn't a number two.
Exactly.
okay,
Michael, to the
go
second.
Ahead, Michael.
I think we should make the same change you made last time, which is to say set the next meeting date while Joy is, Williams is
oh,
still on the call.
Excellent point. Yes.
So
okay.
Maybe put
so
that up after the report.
Sure. That sounds fine.
I didn't understand that comment just now.
Michael, can you repeat?
I'm sorry. I was saying that the item six is setting the meeting date. We should do that while the NES is still on the call. So
okay.
I'm suggesting that we put it up after her report.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any objection to that amendment? Okay. Hearing none, then that's adopted. Any other amendments or questions? Okay, well, hearing none, is there any objection to adopting this agenda as just amended? Okay, hearing none, then the agenda is adopted. We do need a timekeeper. Would someone be kind enough to volunteer?
I can volunteer. This is Marion.
Thank you so much, Marion. So I will announce the time of each item at the start of the item, but if I forget, feel free to interrupt me and ask.
Okay? All right.
Thank you. Okay, the first item is the Elections Committee motion as adopted by the PNB. I'll just read it and explain how this differed from what our committee had recommended, and then any other PNB member or anyone really can add whatever they want. Okay, so...
Janet Kay, may I just qualify something about that?
Mm-hmm.
So the language has not been yet in approved minutes of the PNB, but you know, it's most likely correct.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, for those who don't know, Janet is the secretary of the PNB. Okay, and I thank her for sending me this language that you see in this email. Okay, so... the first paragraph reads, general information cards by the NES, two at 30 seconds and two at 60 seconds for a total of four such airings per day will be broadcast in the morning, afternoon, evening, and overnight throughout the nomination period. Where a station airs programming in a language other than English, cards will be made available in that language. The executive director shall direct each general manager to complete and return to the National Election Supervisor and copy the PNB Elections Committee Chair a weekly log of elections-related cards played. And the change from what we recommended to them was simply to add that last sentence about the logs. Am I right, Janet? That was the only change to that part?
Yes, change based on what you had submitted. Is that what you're...
Yeah, based on what the committee had submitted. Yeah. Okay, and then part two reads, each program that is at least 1 hour in length shall include an election tutorial of 4 to 5 minutes prepared by the NES once during the nomination period. If all or a significant part of the program is broadcast in a language other than English, the tutorial will be made available in that language. And here the only change was that our recommendation was that it be that this tutorial be played twice during the nomination period, which, as I think folks recall, is a 30-day window, which we're about halfway through right now. But the PNB changed it to once during the nomination period, once for each one-hour show on the air. So does anyone want to add anything about the motion that passed? Or does anyone have questions? Okay, and by the way, I should say this was an amendment to the old policy from 2009, and I've attached, and you can peruse it at your leisure, an updated, amended version of the 2009 policy with the 2015 amendments. You know, with the, you can see the strikeouts, and then you see what the new language is. So, and tonight, we're later in this meeting, we're going to get to a later part of that same policy that people feel is in urgent need of amendment. So anything else on the nomination period policy? Okay. Well, hearing none, then I guess we're ready to move on to the next item.
Can I just, sorry for the minute,
sure.
The timekeeper?
Excuse
Marion,
me?
Marion agreed to.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Take time. Okay, so the next item is the report from the National Election Supervisor on next steps in the process and also updating us on what she's been doing recently, and then we'll have a Q&A. So, Marion, this is a 30-minute item.
Thank you. Wait,
I thought we were going to do the next meeting before I did.
Oh, well,
no?
What we had suggested was right after your report.
Okay.
Is that okay? Or I mean,
okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Joy, the floor is yours.
Okay. Well, folks, lots have been going on. As you know, it's an election process, so there's a lot of moving parts happening. And so I'm going to start by talking about the local election supervisors, those of you who I hope it's everyone who are on the email list. I think I sent it to the Elections Committee. If not, I can just forward it if no one has received it, that three of the five local election supervisors have been appointed. That's at, one second, I should have had it up in front of me. Here we go. Three of the local election supervisors have been appointed as of today. KPFT, it's Natalie Ortiz. For WBAI, it's Jean Johnson. And for KPFK, it's Cookie Partansky. Their information has been posted on the election website at elections.pacifica.org. They have Pacifica email addresses already, and the three of them also have already committed time to visit the station for the first time this coming Monday, and they each have hours that they will be there. So if people need to get hard copies of the candidate nomination package or just want to meet the LES in general, they try to do their times in, you know, towards the evening, just in thinking of people being able to come and meet them after work. And so please feel free to email them and welcome them or plan to meet them on Monday at the respective time. You will notice also that we are waiting. I had hoped to announce all five of them, but we got a little snafu on WPFW and KPFA on the candidates, and so we should be able to announce them in the next few days. I'm hoping before the holiday, and if not, it'll be on Monday. But you know, you can stay tuned to, you know, the email. We'll send that email around again if you have not received it, and it's also on the elections website. They've also been introduced to the general managers, and I asked the general managers to send to the staff that I don't. I hope someone is okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Sorry. Just dropped something.
Okay. to the remainder of the staff that I don't have email addresses, and I know at least one station general manager responded that they not only sent it to staff but also sent it to the local LSD email list. So we're moving quickly on the LESs with the July 1st deadline that you know, I had previously stated. You're going to wait for questions at the end, you said?
Well, would you mind taking a pause just for this, since it sounds like you're
topic? Yeah, I think just on all of the topics, if we can, people may forget, you know, their questions on a particular subject, but, you know, by the time we get there, so.
That's fine.
Because I do have a lot to update on.
Okay, so questions.
Excuse me,
what you've heard so far, but don't bring up other issues because Joy will be
Particularly on the LESs. Yes.
Yeah.
Jim Brown.
Go ahead, Jim.
Joy, I don't see the. When did you send the email?
She didn't send it to the committee.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I can forward it to the committee. I'm sorry. I was assuming that everyone on the committee was signed up to the elections newsletter. If you're not, you should.
Okay.
You just go to elections website and do that. But I'm going to pull it up and forward it to this committee right now. And the only reason I say that, I can't add the committee email address to the newsletter. Just so you know, like most email blast services don't allow you to add group email addresses to their site. So.
That is fine. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Any other questions for Joy about the LES appointments and next steps?
Just Jim Brown again.
Yes.
For WTFW, you will have someone in place there by early next week, you say?
Yes. It's just some conflicts we need to work out before I announce it. So
okay.
It's just some HR things that need to be worked out. That's all.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyone else? And I heard someone come on the call. Who's our newcomer?
It's an old comer, Serene.
Okay. Welcome, Serene. Okay, Joy, why don't you continue?
Okay, moving right along from LESs to candidates. As I pull that up, it's been pretty slow. In the beginning, it was kind of slow in candidates registering or requesting the download, even though we have the carts running. But I would say in the last week, we've seen a huge uptick. We currently have 61 in total candidates registered. And so I would drop that down probably to about 55, because there are some people, you know, registering with the same email address over again, presumably to re-download the nomination package, which when you register, you also get an email with the direct link, but people are still registering multiple times. So just a quick rundown for KPFA, there are 15 candidates, KPFK, 32, KPFT, 5, WBAI, 2, and WPFW, 7. And of that, only 5, I believe, 5 have actually submitted their statements ahead of time already to be posted on the website. So if you go on the site, you can see the list of the candidates under each station header, as well as the 5 that have already submitted candidate statements. Those have been posted. Now, I do want to address, I did receive emails about people mentioning that their name has been listed as a prospective candidate, and just wanted to address that in the email, but also wanted to have a quick conversation about that. You know, it's my interpretation that if someone as an NES, and now that we have LESs, at least 3 of them, we don't know the intent of someone who is clearly in the language posted on the site registering as a candidate. We have to assume that that person is registering as a candidate, and is very clear language on the site in which they're registering in order to download the candidate nomination package from there. So an email does go out to the person. I've reiterated and sent another email today alerting people that your name is on the website as a prospective candidate. In big, bold, red letters, it said also, if you do not wish to have your name listed as a prospective candidate, please, you know, reply, either call me or email, and we will have your name removed. Only one person has specifically said in writing, which is how I would prefer it to happen, that they wanted to remove their name, that they were no longer interested in running as a candidate. This is important because, as you know from the bylaws and the process, that once a person requests a candidate nomination package, they are subject to the fair campaign provision. And I have to provide to the executive director and to state and to the station a list of these names that is to be sent to the station staff and on-air staff so that they are aware of candidates and that they don't innocently or deliberately violate fair campaign provision. So we do our best in sending multiple times as people register and request to download, and even as the LESs are starting and people are requesting either hard copies or email versions from them, that we specifically reiterate to them multiple times that they are, by doing this action, they are subject to fair campaign provisions, and their name will be listed.
Janet Kay.
Joy, did you want to pause now for questions?
No, just one more quick thing on
sure,
candidates.
Sure, go ahead.
Sure. In terms of, I'm probably going to cut another cart, particularly to the stations that have pretty low numbers of people as candidates. And particularly what I noticed is that we do, in terms of the number of candidates listed, it's a lot of listener candidates, but only 5 candidates for staff overall. So I have requested to the stations for their at least paid staff, and some of the stations have responded, very few of them, regarding unpaid staff, and if we have email addresses, to at least send a direct targeted email to staff to make them aware of their eligibility to run or to run as candidates for the elections process. So those of you who may be unpaid staff or staff, please do your due diligence in reaching out to your colleagues who may be interested in running.
This is Marion, the timekeeper, and we're almost halfway through.
Oh, thank you very much.
30 minutes.
Okay. Joy, were you done with this?
Yep, on this section, yes.
Okay, questions on what she just presented?
Jim Brown.
Jim, and then who is the second person?
Michael.
Okay. Go ahead, Jim.
And Serene.
And then Serene.
Sorry, Janet Kay, I had asked.
Okay, I didn't hear you. All right.
Janet was first.
Oh, all right. Go ahead, Janet.
Okay. So just by downloading a candidate nomination package shouldn't mean that somebody is interested in running as a candidate. They might be downloading it for somebody else, but it should be that somebody is a candidate should be based on having submitted the application, not by just downloading the package. So I would like to request that, Joy, that you amend the language on this station's pages, and I am sending the language. I can read it, but...
I know you sent the email before, but here's my question.
No. My language, what I'm sending now is not what I emailed you. It's something fresh. Okay.
And that's something that, and you're also requesting an amendment to the nomination package as well, which it clearly states that the request is an indication that you are a prospective candidate.
The nomination package says that?
Yes.
And is that something that's been in the package all along, or is this something new?
Yes, that is correct.
That was the same, yeah.
And I believe it's also in the bylaws. I'm going to find it while I look while you read it. Go ahead.
Oh, well, okay, so that might affect my request for change in language, but I was suggesting that where it says a list of this is on the stations, web pages, the pages, a list of prospective candidates who have requested a candidate nomination package. And I was suggesting that be changed to a list of individuals who have downloaded a candidate nomination package. And then the second change was going to be, or is, to change, please note that the final list of approved candidates will not be certified until after the candidate nomination period closes on July 14, 2015, change that to, well, just add in some language, but please note that someone does not become an approved candidate, and this is added, until they submit a candidate application, and then the rest is the same, will not be certified until after the candidate nomination period, et cetera.
Sure. So in the fair campaign provision, there is when fair campaign provisions began. It says a listener member will be deemed a candidate and thus subject to the fair campaign provision once the individual has requested a nomination packet. The election supervisor will provide to the general manager and post on the elections website a list of all listener-sponsored delegate candidates. Staff will be expected to check this list before scheduling any guests or participating in a call-in show in order to assure compliance with the fair campaign provisions. For all foundation and staff and management, the fair campaign provisions commence on June 15th with the opening of the nomination period and apply to both active candidates and prospective candidates.
John, into the queue.
Okay. And I'll add both of you to the list. Okay, so let's move on the stack. Next was Jim, and then Michael,
well,
Starine.
I have a motion.
Well, no, but I want to, yeah, but.
Oh,
yeah,
were you finished, Joy?
No, well, I want to respond. I mean,
yeah, no, please
based
do.
Upon, based upon the recommended language, you know, that was presented, that would be then in violation of what is posted in terms of the fair campaign provision. So
could you say which article section, please?
9 of the fair campaign provision.
Okay, so
well, can we put that aside until that my motion aside until I take a look at that?
Sure.
Continue. Thank you.
Okay, so next is Jim.
Yes, I just wanted to ask, do you have specific language that that we should send to the staff?
Specific language on which? For which?
For staff for nomination to run for the board.
Oh, just a general information piece. I mean, I don't have sample language, but if you need that, I guess I can add it to my list. But to be quite honest, my list is pretty long right this moment. But it would be something of the effect: I encourage you to, you know, to run. As a candidate or something like that.
No problem. I can do that. I thought maybe you had some specific language for that.
Oh, no.
No problem. I can handle that.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, next is Michael.
Yes, I just wanted you to repeat the numbers of candidates who have registered at the different stations a little slower because I couldn't get them for the minutes.
Oh, no problem. So the number of candidates thus far are KPFA 15, KPFK 32, KPFT 5, WBAI 2, and WPFW 7.
And you said that in total there are only 5 staff candidates so far among all the stations.
That is
you
correct.
Have to know, you know, which stations do have staff candidates so far.
Sure. Give me one second. KP 1, 2, 3 for KPFK, 1 for WPFW, and 1 for WBAI.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, so we have Serene and then John. Serene?
Maria on the set.
Okay, Maria Elena. Go ahead, John.
And we have 10 minutes left in this discussion unless we expand.
Thank you. Serene?
You're welcome.
Serene, are you on mute?
We'll move to the next one.
Okay. We'll come back to Serene. Go ahead, John.
Basically, I kind of second Janet Kay's remarks for the following reason. I'm currently signed up as a candidate because I had downloaded a package because I wanted to read the package I wanted to verify as a member of this committee, you know, I just wanted to look at it and see for myself and see if there's any thoughts I had on it. So in order to read it, I had to download it, which doesn't mean that I'm signing up to run as a candidate. So my question is, how do I unsign up to be a candidate? Because all I wanted to do was to download it to read it. And there really should be a place for people to download it to read it only and not become a candidate. So that's the end of my comment.
Sure. And can I respond to that?
Sure.
So, again, if you registered to read it, you should have received already two emails from me that specifically say that, you are registered as a candidate, and if you don't want to be, then please reply to this email to remove your name. And my question is, in my initial response when the question was posted via email, you know, it's my belief that, you know, with all both that the NES and the LES have to manage, I believe that the burden should be on the individual and not on the NES or LES. We don't know your intention on whether or not you are just downloading it to read it or if you are a candidate. And this is particularly tricky when trying to enforce or have someone be subject to the fair campaign provision. Because if there is no registration process, if people can just go and get the packet, we have no idea and have no way to present to the stations, to the general manager, and to staff, these people are considered prospective candidates and therefore shouldn't be on air for unequal airtime and things of that nature. But I don't believe it's a huge burden to ask someone when they're registered, if you don't want to be a candidate, just send us an email or give us a call and we'll remove your name. And just as we're saying that, someone else just sent an email of that and I'm immediately removing their name off the list. And then it provides backup, because if someone, you know, does register as a candidate and then emails us and says, no, I'm not going to be a candidate, I just wanted to read it, and then they decide, yes, they are, you know, decide to be a candidate, and then they're on air tomorrow for 2 hours, you know, then that's it. You know, someone can bring up or report a violation of the fair campaign provision. You know, so we need some kind of backup in order to, you know, ensure the fairness of the process.
This is Marion.
Janet Kay, may I? Can I?
I'm sorry.
Come
hold
back
on, Janet.
With
oh,
my
Janet,
motion.
Janet, hang on. Marion, can you repeat what you said?
I just said I would like to get on the stack, and we have 7 minutes left in this.
Serene stack.
Okay. All right. So Serene was next on the stack, and then Marion, and then we'll come back to Janet. We always have a policy for the new members that we let everyone go once before anyone goes twice. So go ahead, Serene.
Well, except I had a motion.
Well, so, you'll get. We'll get to you, but we have other people to hear from first. So go ahead, Serene.
Do I have to talk?
Yes, you do.
Are we on Joy's general report? Are we on Janet's amendment? I'm sorry, I got dropped.
Well, right now she hasn't offered a motion yet. So, you know, if people want to comment on the concept of it, hang on. People want a concept. Would you hold on, please? If people want to comment on the general concept of Janet's proposal, that's fine. Or if they want to just ask Joy questions, it's up to the members.
Okay,
Bob, excuse me, Maria Elena here, and I asked to be on the stack.
Oh, my apologies. You are next after Serene.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
My phone's going to die. Guys, can just let me get this in, please.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so two things. One is that with regard to contact, I'm sorry, I missed Jim's comment just as he began to speak. My phone died. But even if managers do not have a complete list of email addresses, every station has a formal management controlled email list, or a less formal one that staff have created to make communications among themselves easy. So once you have whatever text, Joy, that you want to send people, letting them know about the opportunity of the wisdom of running for a seat, you can always send it to the management, but also send it to this committee, because there are you know, staff people on this committee who can forward it to their colleagues, even ahead of, you know, you're getting a proper official list of email addresses. That's one. And on the issue of Janet's thing, because I actually think that from the time a station, from the time nominations open, anyone who intends to run should be told that if you appear on the air as a listener, if you appear on the air once nominations open, you're disqualified from running. I think that, you know, I mean, because there have been, I know at BAI one particular year, where up to literally hours before the deadline, a particular host had his friends on air, his listener friends on air, talking about bylaws, this, that, and the other, and then the next day they filed their candidate paperwork. So, you know, they didn't technically violate, but in principle, I would say it was a huge violation.
We have 4 minutes left.
Okay, thanks, Mary.
You all want to? Mm-hmm.
Were you done, Serene?
I'll stop, thanks. My phone's dying. I'll get you guys in a few, okay?
Okay. All right, next is Maria Lena.
Yes, the question is with regard to the five candidates that have announced their interest for KPFT. My God, what has management been doing to get the word out? Lord, I mean, we supposedly still have 6,000 paying members of KPFT, and this is ridiculous. So I'd like to know, you know, what was done, if anything, other than announcing it on the air, in order to get the word out to the 6,000 members? Was there anything in the way of, you know, what do they call them, email flash bang, pick up, you know, with regard to the elections and the importance of especially younger generation activists taking part in the vote? So,
Joy.
What was, and the one more question, and it's, he made mandatory that the station managers send out so many email blasts notifying directly the members of the opportunity to run for the board. And is there anything we can do in compelling the station managers to also contact broadcast schools of journalism, or I should say schools of broadcast journalism? Over.
Okay, Joy.
I was going to get to this point later, you know, in my report. But some stations have been better than others in, one, communicating with me in terms of responding to my request for information in order to send information out. And unless the general manager or someone at the staff, which some of the stations have been good at this, where they CC me on the announcements or the emails that they're sending regarding the election process, I don't know. So I can't give you an accurate reporting at this time on what the individual stations, absent of myself, have done to help promote the election besides, you know, playing the cards or individuals that either on this committee or volunteers or other staff members in terms of what they've done. So I can't answer that at this current time.
We have less than a minute on this.
Okay, thank you. All right.
I move to extend 10 minutes.
Okay, there's a motion to extend. Now let me ask Joy first. Can you estimate how much more of your report, how many more minutes you would like to present?
I have more than 10 minutes. I would say 15 to 20.
Is that including Q&A or not?
That is including Q&A.
Okay, so let's say 20, and then Janet wants to discuss her motion. So how many minutes do you want for just the motion, Janet?
Five minutes.
Okay. All right, so that would be 25 minutes altogether is the proposal to extend this entire item of the NES report. Is there any objection to a 25-minute extension? Okay, hearing none, then we're extended.
That should take us up to about 10:57. I mean, not 9:57.
Right, right, exactly. Okay, all right, so I think now it's Janet's turn to present her motion.
Yeah, okay, so in looking at the FAIR campaign provisions on the website, on the elections website, I see the ones that are in the bylaws, but then there are, quote, additional FAIR campaign provisions proposed by the National Election Supervisor and adopted by the Foundation Executive Director and Station General Managers. I don't find that to be proper in terms of what FAIR election campaign provisions should be in place. And the language that I'm talking about in terms of somebody downloading a candidate package is in that part. It's not part of the bylaws. So I stand by my motion, and I emailed it out, and I read it earlier, to recommend these changes. And in addition, just to, show something else that's kind of tied to this is on at least on the KPFA webpage or the page for the proposed candidates, one of them is not from KPFA unless that person also joined KPFA, but that person also is terming out in December and so cannot run. So there's that as well. So I recommend that these changes be made. I'm done.
Joy, did you want to respond?
Yeah. The only thing I would respond to that is that I would urge folks to not make motions or things on individual. You know, for instance, you mentioned a person who is not eligible because they're terming out or not on the. Or we don't know what station at this point that they belong to. That's something that is already addressed in the language that says these are prospective candidates and a final list will be made. We would figure that out once we would figure out someone is termed out and ineligible to run when we went through the process of verifying each of the candidates. And we don't do that until the end of the process. I understand I really truly understand your position in terms of someone may just want to see the packet or maybe downloading it for someone else, but I really, really want to strongly urge that, you know, in the method in which you're asking, it then puts the burden on the NES and LES. And just the time of that and trying to verify if someone makes a FAIR campaign provision complaint, it just makes it difficult for us to do that.
Okay. So I want, before we go further on this, I just want to make a ruling as the chair in terms of what's in order for this committee to do. My understanding of the bylaws is it's very definite about the independence of the National Election Supervisor. So I do not think this committee, well, certainly not this committee, but not even the Pacifica National Board has the authority to direct the NES on matters such as these. Now, there are certain things that we've talked about before and passed motions about, like the number of cards to be played and so on, where it's not really directly affecting the fairness rules. But I think once you get into what's fair and what's unfair, that's really why we hire an NES. That's why the bylaws made that position an independent position. So my ruling is that Janet's motion can only be in order if it's reworded something to the effect of that the sense of the elections committee is that they would prefer the amendments, et cetera, as follows. I would also point out that were this to be adopted, By the time it got to the PNB, which, you know, is not meeting, they have, I understand they have some other topic on the agenda tomorrow, so they wouldn't even be able to take this up till the 9th, which is just 5 days before the end of the period, so it becomes virtually moot. So that would be my ruling. Okay, so with that change in the wording, and remember that we only allocated 5 minutes to this item. Well, let me open the floor, and then I'd like to call on myself after others speak. Who would like to address Janet's motion now that's about a sense of the committee?
Michael Vivasek.
Go ahead, Michael.
I'm sympathetic to it, but I think actually that what Serene proposed is a much more pertinent thing rather than giving people opportunities to around the roads, that as strict a policy as possible is the desirable one, and I think what's in place is the minimum on that. So I'd be opposed to the motion.
Okay.
Janet Kay, can I get on the stack?
After others, who else? Who?
No, I haven't been. I just motivated.
Excuse
That's
me.
A separate
you,
thing.
You have already spoken twice on this. I will hear from other people, and then we'll come back to you. Who else would like to address this? Okay, go ahead, Janet.
So, kind of maybe in place of this, what I would like to recommend would be for the NES to add some way that somebody could just view the package without downloading it.
Joy, do you want to respond to that?
Again, you know, that opens up, you know, the possibility of potential candidates just viewing without registering, and then we don't know, you know, if Johnny X is a prospective candidate and just clicks the direct link to, you know, get the candidate nomination package, and I don't get either the LES or myself or either on the website don't get the complete application until 9:59 on July 14th, and yet he was on air, you know, eight times during the, you know, during the process. Like, we probably could have caught it if, you know, if registered beforehand. So it, the spirit of this is to reduce the probability of someone violating fair campaign provisions. And without being able to collect someone's name either in person with an LES, or registering online to download it, you know, I just worry that, you know, that opens the greater possibility. Now, right now, one individual can download the packet and photocopy it for 12 of their friends, and we don't know it. Someone can do that. You know, but again, I believe the onus is on the individual and shouldn't be on us. We should, I think this process at least provide some level of basic fairness in order to do that.
Okay, I would just like to say something. I think that both Serene and Michael made very cogent points about the potential for abuse of the situation that has happened before, and so I think it's a wise policy, and I also think that we're already midstream in the process, so it would be confusing to change it. So I would recommend that we vote against this motion. Okay, Marion, how many minutes do we have left of the 5 minutes? Marion, are you there?
Sorry, I had put myself on mute. We added 25 minutes.
I'm sorry. Forgive me if I wasn't clear enough. It was 5 minutes. It was 5 minutes on this topic, and then 20 minutes on the rest of Joy's report.
Okay, so I had it incorrect. I had it down
That's my fault. But so has it been more than 5 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're at time, so we need to go to the vote. So does anyone need it reread? Janet did send it out, so can we go to the vote, or does someone need to hear it? Okay, good. So remember, this is not directing the NES. It's expressing the sense of the committee. Okay, Michael, go ahead and please call the roll.
Okay, on the motion, Riley Abbott.
Sorry, abstain.
Okay, Jim Brown. Jim Brown, might be muted.
Jim Brown says no.
Mariela Castellanos.
I pass. Ask me again later.
Okay, Marianne Douglas Ngaro.
I would abstain.
Okay, Janet Coburn.
Yes.
Bob Lederer.
No.
Michael Novick voting no. Serene Roberts. Serene Roberts, she might have lost her phone. She said she was running out. Nancy Sabarinar-Tomi.
He votes no.
John Wenger.
Abstain.
Coming back to Mariana Castellanos.
No.
Okay, I have 1, 2, three, four. I've known, five no, one, well, one yes, five no, and I think I had three abstentions.
Okay. Well, yeah, abstentions don't count. So the motion is not adopted, and let's go back to Joy for the final installment of her report.
Okay. These items are really quick. They're just quick updates, so I'm going to do them all, and then we'll take questions at the end of these next three. The one being the online voting vendor, the vendor that we the vendor that we will be using for the online voting period of the election process is Simply Voting. If you like, you can visit their website at simplyvoting.com to see all of the features and see who else has used Simply Voting. You know, it's I ended up strongly recommending and selecting this vendor, one, because of their verified audit trail, which not only, you know, for most of the other ones, they only gave a verification on screen. Simply Voting not only does the on-screen confirmation, you get an email confirmation, you get a receipt number that can be tracked again to verify your vote. And I believe that the Secretary of the Board mentioned that there is a provision in the bylaws that requires the Secretary to keep copies of the ballots that were submitted. And Simply Voting allows that and also allows for an audit or a recount. In which people can verify the information they submitted and from the IP address and of that nature. Simply Voting also fully integrates the mail ballots and the counting process and their mail house came in at the budget that we previously discussed for the printing of the material. And lastly, they also fully integrate the translation part into for Spanish, so that would be available as well. So that's on the online voting vendor. There'll be more information as we proceed. I had a call with the other reason why I picked them is that they actually have a dedicated. We Pacifica had a dedicated person. For the entirety of the elections process to help us to set up and support, which I thought was really important considering that this is the first time Pacifica is doing this process. I had a call with them this week, two calls, They have the full election calendar and will have back to me in about a week between the mail house and Simply Voting staff in terms of what information needs to be provided to them by what date in order that we hit all of the date markers for the election process. So that's on that. On the election cart, I finally have the cart translated into Spanish and have the audio before I leave the office this evening. After I get off this call, they'll be uploaded to AudioPort along with the longer tutorial that was mentioned in the beginning of the call of the 4 to 5 minute piece. So that'll be added as well. And then lastly, on the fair campaign provisions, as you note, they're already on the website, but will also be on the website hopefully before the holiday, but if not, definitely on Monday morning, is the memo outlining how violations will be, what the process will be in addressing complaints of the fair campaign provisions. So that will be there as well. So that is my report at this time.
Okay, thanks very much. So the floor is open for questions.
Michael Dovostak.
Go ahead.
A couple of things. I just wanted to report that our Committee of Inclusion at KPFK met as a PMB committee responsible for, among other things, trying to make sure there's diversity of candidates, and we are trying to help play a role on the translation of material into Spanish, so I'll be in touch with you about that. We'll think more about the written candidate statements, but I'm glad you also have the cards. That's great. I went online just now to the website.
Mm-hmm.
And when you click on sign up to get the latest information about the 2015 election, then you click read more election newsletter.
It links to the, yeah. Oh, thank you.
I don't see where, if you click on the button, does that subscribe? I couldn't find anything.
No. That's a wrong, a broken link. I can fix that really quick right now. Thank you.
All right, great.
For that.
Yeah, sure. Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, other questions?
6 more minutes.
Thank you.
Or 7, actually.
Well, actually, I have a question about the 4-minute tutorial. Perhaps you said it, Joy, and I missed it. Do you have an estimated date by which that'll be distributed to the 5 stations?
Oh, I'm hoping to get it up on the site up on AudioPort before the holiday.
Okay. And then you'll send the general managers a note that it's there for downloading.
Yeah. Every time I do a upload new cards or new information to AudioPort, I send an email to the general managers, the program directors, and that it's there.
Excellent. Okay. All right. Other people, questions? All right. Well, if there are no other questions, before we go on to the next meeting date and then we allow Joy to salvage what's left of this evening, I wanted to pose a question. Well, let me ask, is Serene back on the line? Okay, apparently not. But she did pose a question over the email list to Joy, and it bears on a topic that's on our agenda later, but Joy is not going to be with us when we get into this debate about the motion concerning the candidate debates on air, how many there should be, and when they should be, and so forth. So if it's all right with everyone, I'd like to just take a few short minutes to get Joy's take on Serene's question. She wrote that during this discussion of the motion last 2 weeks ago, one member was concerned about the timing of the debates because in a previous election, her opportunity to speak to the membership came a couple or few days before the ballot return deadline, and she felt after most people had voted. Others wanted to include specific language about equitable airplay, so no candidate is advantaged or disadvantaged. We agreed to seek your guidance on whether debates might be most useful or effective after the ballots are mailed or before. Less formally, there was also discussion about what might be happening on air between the close of nominations and the mailing of the ballots. So, Joy, would you like to comment on any of those issues?
Yeah, so, you know, as we get to, I was looking at the calendar, and, you know, after we certify the list of candidates, which should be, you know, a couple of days after the date of record, you know, one of the, at least in my task management piece, one of the immediate things for the LES is after confirming the candidates and, you know, and posting the, you know, final list is to immediately begin scheduling time, one for people, for candidates to do their statements, so that we move that pretty quickly, their on-air statements, and also setting schedule for the debates or conversation. Because, you know, I kind of agree that if the timing doesn't, you know, from the candidate perspective, they don't get to do that until the close of, you know, the return of the ballot, that, you know, I agree that does pose a problem. But I also am mindful that we cannot plan for, you know, the station schedule, the candidate schedule, so we can do our best to try to get them up front, and then save the timing for the, say, the last 2 weeks or the last 3 weeks of the actual voting period. That'd just be replays of those debates that already happened. But, you know, I don't know how the timing of that will work in trying to manage everyone else's schedules to get them done. So I understand the spirit of it, and it you know, it'd be our, make our best attempt to try to do them ahead of time. But, you know, I can't make a final decision on that until we kind of know the number of candidates we're going to have overall, and the schedule at the stations, and for the candidates themselves. You know, it may make it difficult that if candidates are only available on during a particular window, you know, it may make that difficult to do that. I don't think I have a final answer on that right now.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Does my question make sense?
Oh, yeah. Well, to me it does. All right. Well, I'm not trying to open this for a general discussion now, because that's a little bit later on our agenda. I just want to give Joy an opportunity before she gets off the call to weigh in, which so that was helpful. So now we should move on to the date of the next meeting. I'm looking at the calendar of kpftx.org. And there's an opening, it's getting pretty filled up for July, but there is an opening for 3 weeks from now on the 22nd. That's a Wednesday. How do people feel? Any concerns about that date or alternate dates to propose? Let me ask Joy. We always have to ask Joy first. Is that a possible date for you?
What's the date?
Wednesday, July 22nd.
I am on a flight that evening.
All right, so that won't work.
Yeah.
And this is Jim. I think on that date we have a program committee meeting.
Okay. Well, in any case, we've all agreed that if Joy can't make a date, we should pick another date. So.
Or being a new member, are our meetings always or usually on Wednesdays?
No, actually, we have not succeeded in finding a common date that works for everyone. So, unfortunately,
no
it means it's not, you know, it's not fixed. It's
okay. Sure.
Each time we set it.
Hold
on. Let me just lay out what's on the calendar. So, the 22nd, you just heard, is not going to work. Thursday, the 23rd, is open, but unfortunately, the PNB has a habit of picking some Thursdays for its meetings, and so I'm not sure it would be safe for us to set it, because we might be overridden by them. so I would recommend against that. Of course, Friday the 24th is open, but I know folks don't like Fridays, but that might be an option. Actually, let me ask Joy for each proposal. If we chose the 24th Friday, would that be possible for you?
The 24th of July.
Right,
said, right?
Correct, yes.
How about Thursday the 16th?
Okay, hang on one at a
time. Or Monday the 13th.
All right, hang on. Let's hear Joy's answer.
The 24th, yes.
Okay, so that's one option is Friday the 24th. So then I heard Thursday the 16th. Now, let me ask Joy, that's awfully close to the candidate deadline. Do you feel like you could be available that night so soon after getting the avalanche of applications?
No.
Okay. No, I think we have to be reasonable
one,
with Joy.
Yeah, you know, with Joy's well, not workload. Only that, you know, I can see there. I will be in a time, what time zone will I be in? I will be on the West Coast on the 16th. So I'm thinking, so if it's the evening, that's mid-afternoon where I'll be.
That would be 5:30 West Coast time.
That's also a Thursday.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, you're right. True.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a little risky.
Well, you have the PMB on the 2nd and the 9th,
right?
Every week.
So, I'm sorry, Joy, I wasn't clear on what your final feeling was about that. Are you saying
on the 16th?
Yeah.
I think one is too close because I'm assuming that you guys will have lots of questions about that, and we'll still be in the middle of finalizing things.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Maybe you should hold on. Maybe you should remind everyone about the period in your calendar post what is it, 1 week after the nominations close?
Correct.
Can you explain what's happening during that week?
So during that week, we are not only verifying candidates, but so we are also going through the station submitted list. For each of the stations, because the date of record and the nomination close is on the 14th, on Tuesday the 14th. So for that week, you know, we will be pretty busy. And even though, you know, I'll be on the West Coast as well, but still, you know, be busy during that time, not only, you know, with travel, but in, you know, I pretty much booked the hours that I'm on the plane to go through station member list. So I think we should steer away from trying to do something that soon. So that means that we would pretty much have an update after the 21st or the 22nd. Because at that time is when I think the 23rd is when is on our list, the 22nd or the 23rd to produce a final list of the candidates, the finalized list of the candidates at that point.
Okay.
Janet Kay, point of information?
Yes.
So what would be on the agenda of this meeting that we would need to, you know, is there anything urgent?
Well, Joy can chime in, but I'm not seeing anything that's extremely time sensitive. We have this ongoing set of discussions about how to cut costs, about and now it's only half an hour left tonight to process the motions on card playings during the election period, or I guess during the campaign period, and then the candidate debates. We may or may not finish that tonight. I know Nancy, I believe, has some ideas about how to cut costs, so there are things that we should get to in the near future, but in my reading of the situation, I don't think it's extremely urgent that it has to be very fast. I mean, I'm not proposing that we, you know, wait a month, but I think we'd be fine if we did it, you know, in the third or the fourth week of, or the or rather the fourth or, you know, the week of the 20th or the week of the 27th.
Maria Elena, with point of information.
Yes, go ahead.
Again, I'm not clear as to when the closing date is for submission of candidates.
Tuesday, July 14th.
Okay, that's what I thought she said in her report. If that is the case, then and we're still not receiving a significant number of candidates. I don't see why that closing date should be written in stone.
Well, we're not discussing the policy on the calendar of the elections. We're discussing our calendar as a committee right now. So that's what's on the table, is when should this committee meet next? And one date I put on the table was Friday, July 24th. Perhaps something we could consider, since the PNB is unpredictable, is maybe we could suggest Thursday the 30th, but if they choose to meet that night, then we would revert as a fallback to the 24th. How do people feel about that arrangement?
What if, this is Marion. What about meeting on a Tuesday night?
Well, you see, we're caught in what's on the calendar already. We can't have more than one committee meet on the same night, and all the Tuesdays are booked up.
Gotcha. And point of information.
Yes.
Maria Lynn again.
Yes.
And excuse me for being thick-skulled and dim-witted. I really do not understand, again, your answer to my question. Why is the closing date for submission of candidacies tied to the July 14th date? And the reason I raise this, Bob, is because of the fact that in KPFT's situation, we've only got five candidates on record so far. And my God, if we only have five candidates, we don't even need an election. Because there'd be more than, what is it, how many, three times that number of seats that'll be open. So I do not understand your answer.
Okay, I apologize.
This is Ring.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I think, although, you know, it's not the item we're discussing, I think we should just directly answer, and I'd like to offer an answer if there's an objection.
That's fine, go ahead.
Is that the bylaws detail, the bylaws specify certain intervals in terms of how many days before the first ballot is mailed. 45 days before the first ballot is mailed is the record date. Nominations are open for a period of 30 days, so once we open them, it has to close on such and such a date, regardless of the number of people who signed up. Also, there's a habit in real life and in Pacifica, people wait until the last minute to do virtually everything. So there will be a flood at the end. Publicizing the elections more can be a different discussion, but that's why we're fixed. We have a fixed close date.
Yeah, I just wanted to add something to that, because I agree with that. On the other hand, there have been at least two elections where we got to the deadline, and there were either less than or exactly equal to the number of seats open were the number of candidates at some stations. And the National Election Supervisor exercised discretion to extend it, I think it was maybe a week. So there is a precedent for that. So, you know, that's the NES can decide, you know, what she thinks is the right thing to do. All right. So, Maria Elena, did that answer your question?
It did and it didn't, but all I can say is this question does then suggest that we need a meeting before the 14th to decide whether or not we should recommend that the NEC extend, say, in the case of KPFT, and I don't know about the other stations, you know, candidacies.
Well,
this is really, really upsetting to me. I remember when 3 years ago, when I first ran for the board and was elected, my heavens, the closing date, I believe, was into September 5th.
Right, and the whole process started much later than that year.
And it was extended.
Right, but let me, if I may, suggest that this, in my reading of you know, the bylaws and the situation. This really is the call of the NES, and that I don't really see a role for our committee. Plus, I think Serene made a very important point, which is the overwhelming majority of candidates file on the last day. So even if we met 2 or 3 days earlier and said, oh, at Station X, you know, there's only a few candidates, that situation could drastically change 48 hours later. So I really don't think it's the role of this committee or it's useful for us to have a meeting to advise the NES on something that may change instantly and that, you know, I'm not sure we have a role in any case.
John, into the queue.
Go ahead, John. And hold on. We didn't actually set, we did set a 10-minute time limit, which I forgot to mention to Marion, on setting our next meeting date. I'm sure, Marion, have we exceeded that?
I'm sorry, but yeah, it's 10:07 now. The last time checked, well, you mentioned it at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
So we started, what, was it 5 minutes before that? So it's
approximately, yeah. All right, so we're at time, so we need to decide if we're going to extend to continue this discussion about the concerns over the possible need for extending the nomination deadline. Is there a proposal, or are we ready to move on?
Move to extend for 3 minutes so I can make my comment.
Okay. Is there any objection to a three-minute extension? And, of course, that – well, actually, we still have to set our committee meeting date, so that in itself will take at least another 5 minutes. So, really, I guess you're moving to extend by 8 minutes, right?
Okay.
But 3 minutes for the question of the nomination deadline. Go ahead, John.
Okay, so Joy's still on the call, right?
Yes.
And so Joy has heard this discussion. And so my comment would be is, Joy, since we don't know if we can schedule a meeting, in turn to ask you to do and use your common sense, which you've shown a lot of, just please be apprised, my suggestion is please be apprised, and as supported by Maria Elena's concern as well, that this might be a problem. Now, at KPFK, we've got 32 candidates, but other places they only have 2 candidates. So I my suggestion would be is you watch this, please watch this like a hawk, and if it looks like, you know, that you're not going to get enough candidates, you know, then take appropriate action at that station. We don't need it at KPFK, but with the candidate the station has 2 candidates, you might. So use your common sense and do the right thing, and then we don't even need to have a meeting to tell you that you need to use your common sense.
Joy, did you want to say anything?
I just want to say that I have common sense.
Well, that's what I said. I agree.
I'm agreeing with your statement. I'm just agreeing with your statement.
Nancy, I'm back.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Nancy, because we only have about a minute left, but go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, 1 minute.
Yes, the staff numbers of candidates are very low, and I was just wondering, have you sent a written statement to be posted in the station, or how are they being told? Do they just hear? Because some of the staff had just asked me, you know, when is the deadline? So I was just wondering.
Joy?
I do know that the executive director sent an email again this week to the general managers about posting information and also about the fair campaign provisions. So I can send, you know, it's my plan to send additional one, you know, we have 14 days until the end of the nomination period, so there'll be additional communication. I have asked stations, do they have email lists that they can send me that I can, you know, add them to the elections a newsletter piece to be able to send, you know, so there have been attempts to do this. I don't want to outline each particular step, but yes, that you as much as possible we can. And for those of you who are on this committee, you know, I don't think it's inappropriate for you to also ask the station or ask folks, you know, what have they done, and CC me. Or ask them to do. So, you know, that's I think that's fine.
Okay. 10:11.
And I asked, Yeah, I asked you a question last month or last meeting, and you did not answer, and I just thought maybe you had put some thought into it. If you have a problem with the management or that doesn't cooperate, are you willing to put on probation a manager or a programmer?
Okay, let me interrupt here because this
of course,
is...
Yeah.
My understanding is that is the authority of the Pacifica management, not the NES.
Are you extending this discussion? It's 10-12.
No, and thank you. So we're at time, so we need to move on to setting our committee meeting date. So my tentative suggestion is first choice Thursday the 30th. If the PNB decides to meet that night, then we would revert to a second choice of Friday the 24th. Are there other suggestions? Oh, actually, I didn't ask Joy. Joy, did you say you are available on Thursday the 30th or not? Or maybe
on
I didn't
Thursday,
ask you.
Thursday. Yep, you didn't ask. But I am available on, I am temporarily, hold on one second.
Okay.
I just need to check one thing. I think somebody sent a request to me for the 30th. I just want to check the time.
Sure.
Committee, second national environment date on July 29th. Okay, yes, the 30th then works.
Okay, so what do people think about that proposal? Or is there another proposal?
Sorry, what's the proposal?
My tentative proposal would be first choice Thursday the 30th, but if the PNB decides to meet that night, we would revert to our second choice, which would be Friday the 23rd. Or actually...
Friday the 24th.
Oh, right, Friday is the 24th. Or actually, is there any reason not to go for Thursday the 23rd? Oh, was that... Joy, was that a night you could do? I can't remember. Thursday the 23rd?
Hold on one second, let me check.
Okay.
The 23rd. I could do the 23rd.
Okay, so what do folks think?
I say go for the 30th.
Me too.
Okay. Anyone else?
Why can't we reserve both?
You mean the 30th and the 23rd?
Yep. And see which one the PNB snatches.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
But then there's also the 24th. So three dates.
No, but the Thursdays are better than the Fridays.
Right. Yeah, I think we'll get more people. And Joy has, in the past, very understandably expressed a desire to preserve the semblance of a weekend for herself. So I think we should cooperate with her, given how much hard work she's done for Pacifica. So, all right. So let me ask it this way, then. Is there any objection to making our first choice? Well, actually, we don't have to say first choice and second choice. We could... Well, yeah, actually, two people expressed the first choice that for them would be the 30th, so we should rank them. The 30th, first choice, 23rd, second choice, but we would reserve both of them now. And then, you know, if one of them gets taken, we would deal with it, but with the understanding that we would prefer the 30th. Any other variations? Any objection to that arrangement? Okay, then that's what we'll do. We'll aim for the 30th, and if it's taken, we'll go to the 23rd, but, you know, reserve them on the calendar, both. Okay.
10:15.
Thank you very much. All right, Joy, we really appreciate your time tonight and your work, and we'll talk to you on the 30th or the 23rd.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
So I should put a hold on the 23rd and the 30th?
If you want, if you don't mind, yes.
Okay.
But it'll only be one or the other, not both.
Okay. I'm going to just put it on a hold. I'm just putting it on a hold.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Okay, well, it's 10:16, so we have 14 minutes left in this meeting. The next item on the agenda is the motion, the motions carried over from last month concerning the candidate carts and how many of them have, how many times they have to be played and when. And then the second part of that motion, which was brought by Serene, was the candidate debate, the on-air live debates, or not necessarily live, I suppose, but in any case, the on-air debates, again, when they should be, how many there should be. So we might as well start on, you know, with the time we have left and see where we're at. So I would suggest that we go in order and start with the airtime for, or rather the carts. And Michael had a substitute motion. So why don't we start by having Serene, do you have access or do you want me to read your motion?
I have a point of something else.
Okay, go ahead.
It is, I don't know about anybody else, but it's 10:17 and we're ending in 13 minutes. I don't know if it makes sense to engage in a discussion that we know is going to require more than 13 minutes.
Right. Well, that's a fair point.
So I would actually propose that we adjourn.
Okay. So let me ask if there's any objection or you know, or any other extremely urgent matter that people feel we need to take up before adjourning.
Well, actually, I kind of do. It strikes me that this is the sort of thing that might have quite a bit of discussion about it. So I almost want to revisit this whole thing and move and schedule still another meeting earlier. We don't necessarily need, well, I guess I'm wondering if we need Joy's participation in this discussion, at least this preliminary discussion. So I think this really is a little bit time critical because things start moving along and this period really begins right after the July 14th deadline.
Janet, a point of information?
Yeah, but let me just respond to in terms of an informational point that John just made. Historically, as my recollection is, that no candidate carts have been run until 3 or 4 weeks after the close of nominations. So there's still time, you know, at the time of our next meeting to affect this. So, okay,
yeah, but that could
ahead.
Be on the 30th. That could be on the 30th, which is 2 weeks after the deadline, 2 weeks and 2 days after the close on the 14th. That's 16 days later.
Okay, yeah, well, it's a week till
Janet
it's certified.
Janet K., point of
Go
information.
Ahead, Janet. Yes.
May I?
Yes.
Okay, so Serene moved that we adjourn, and then John brought up his concern, and so it seems like we're not addressing the adjournment issue unless John wants to start this discussion for 11 minutes and then, I don't know, is John, are you proposing that we schedule two meetings and that we adjourn but also schedule another meeting other than just one or the other? Is that what you're, on the 23rd or 30th?
Well, my point is responding to Bob is that 3 weeks after the 14th would be a week, you know, almost a week after the 30th. So we're really handicapping ourselves by not giving enough time. There's going to be one of the things like hurry up and rush. We got to pass this Patriot Act because we just have to pass it because we run out of time. Let's look forward and not run out of time. So I think these issues are important and we should do it right. So. I think that we should start having this discussion sooner. What's the day? The day is the first. I think we should do it in a week or two.
Well, okay. First of all, let me correct a misstatement I made. When I said 3 weeks, I meant 3 weeks after the certification of the candidates, which is a week after the actual closing of nominations. So that does give us a bit more time, but I think we have enough on our plate and we can't overtax our own time and effort, and so I don't see the urgency of having an extra meeting. We just had a pretty thorough discussion of when we should meet next, and the sense of the committee was to meet you know, 30th first choice, 23rd second choice. So I think, you know, we've spoken on that question.
Janet K., point of order?
Yes.
So, again, there was a motion to adjourn. I believe Serene made a motion to adjourn.
She did.
And that's not discussable, I don't think.
That's okay. Actually a very good point. So, okay, is there any objection to adjourning this meeting? Okay, hearing none, then the meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for your participation.
Thank you, everybody. Good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
Thanks.
Good
night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.